So, staying on that same theme, I noticed too that you did not mention rue lavender and tea tree. And these are oils that are used a lot with children, but there's also an abundance of information on the internet saying that they should be avoided. So can you shed some light on that common perception and what's wrong with it?
Yeah, I'm regularly asked about that because of how much information is out there about this particular topic. But there are a number of websites, including some that generally are very reputable organizations, that warn parents against using lavender essential oil and tea tree essential oil on their young boys, because of a study that claims that the topical application of these oils can cause abnormal enlargement of the breast tissue in boys. However, the conclusions of this study have several flaws, which are hotly contested by other credible scientists. The organizations reporting this erroneous claim, they appear to have not investigated the full study completely, or perhaps they don't understand essential oils fully. First of all, the researchers didn't even analyze the commercial products that they allege caused the breast growth. So we don't even know for sure if those products contained lavender or tea tree oils, or if they were simply synthetic derivatives and synthetic scents that were contained in them. Another major flaw that is counter to the study author's conclusions is that none of the boys' hormone tests were abnormal except for one. And in this one abnormal case, the boy had elevated testosterone levels, not higher estrogen levels. And the study authors contend that it is the weak estrogenic activity of both tea tree and lavender essential oils that caused the breast growth in these boys. Now, abnormal breast growth in males is believed to be caused by an increase in estradiol, diminished testosterone levels, and an increased tissue sensitivity to normal levels of estrogen. If only elevated testosterone was noted by the authors in the boys, and only one boy, then how could they make the conclusion that the breast development was caused by the weak estrogenic activity in the named essential oils? What the authors fail to mention is that studies estimate that one half of males experience abnormal breast growth during adolescence. And furthermore, it can be caused by medications, genetic conditions, or the use of other substances. In reality, the authors didn't do adequate research to determine an actual cause of the breast growth, let alone blame the essential oils. In addition, the products that were used in each of these three cases reported in the study would not allow sufficient absorption of essential oils into the bloodstream, certainly not enough to disrupt the endocrine system in such a way to cause abnormal breast growth. The first case was a report of a healing balm that was used that contained lavender shortly before the breast development occurred. Since the breast enlargement occurred shortly after the topical application of the product, it's really extremely unlikely that enough lavender could have entered the bloodstream to produce the breast enlargement. We have to remember that research suggests that only about 10% of lavender is absorbed when diluted to a 2% dilution ratio. This is hardly enough lavender essential oil to cause what the study authors claim. Now, the second case alleges that a 10-year-old boy experienced breast enlargement after using a styling gel and shampoo with lavender and tea tree oils listed as ingredients. A later report actually tested those hair care products and analyzed them and found them to contain very small quantities of lavender oil and very low concentrations to virtually undetectable amounts of tea tree oil. Now, based on these low concentrations and the fact that the shampoo is a wash-off product, meaning you're going to put it in your hair and then just rinse it right off, again, it's so unlikely that either product caused the breast enlargement. Again, not enough of the oils could have entered the bloodstream to cause it. The third case report outlined in the study claims that a boy who was almost 8 years old experienced breast enlargement after frequently applying frequently using lavender scented soap and occasionally applying a lavender lotion. Interestingly, his fraternal twin also used the lavender scented lotion but did not experience the same breast growth. Very little essential oil is used in soaps, and the product is washed off, leaving very little time for absorption. So really, what the authors failed to account for is that there's just not enough absorption for this to occur, and they also fail to consider other possible endocrine disrupting synthetic chemicals that can be present in personal care products that are known to cause hormone disruption. So when you combine all the evidence with the fact, in this case, with the fact that the twin brother didn't experience breast enlargement, it suggests something else was more likely the cause of the abnormal breast tissue. Now, one thing that I find really interesting is even the study author's own testing and contradicts their conclusions. They conducted some in vitro testing to determine just how much estrogenic activity that both lavender and tea tree essential oils possess. Their own conclusions suggest that only extreme levels of either of the essential oils could produce any estrogenic effects. And these estrogenic effects were actually 1 million times less potent than that of estradiol, which is naturally produced by the body. So these extreme levels really couldn't have been achieved with the products that allegedly caused the breast tissue. So traditional use and other clinical trials have not reported endocrine disrupting effects of lavender and tea tree oils. And given the number of young boys regularly exposed to these two common essential oils, it would be logical that we would see thousands of cases of this if it was a real concern. So based on the evidence, it's highly unlikely that reasonable topical application of lavender and tea tree products will result in any breast development in young boys